I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So if you're sitting in traffic right now, you know the frustration. You know what it feels like to be a part of what a new study says. Pittsburgh's among one of the worst traffic cities in America and the nation. Todd Kravitz is PennDOT's traffic engineer. So, Todd, what's your reaction to that?
Well, when we saw the study this morning, Lynn, as we read it through the various newspaper outlets and media outlets, we weren't shocked by it. We've known for a long time, especially the Parkway West, it's always ranked high from a congestion level nationwide. What we were kind of shocked by was the fact that Pittsburgh's moved up in the wrong direction, I'm going to say, when it comes to congestion.
So do you think, I had a woman who called in just a few minutes ago. She was talking about a lot of new construction and development, and we do have development all over our area. Do we need to reevaluate our road system to kind of adjust or accommodate the growth we're seeing in this area?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and that's something that we wrestle with a lot. Really, from a PennDOT standpoint, anytime there's a new development that directly accesses the road, we want to see their traffic studies to ascertain what kinds of impacts they're going to cause to our transportation system. And in turn, those developers are responsible for making improvements. But what happens so often is some of these developments take place off of our highway system, mm-hmm. and we really have little or no control over some of that growth we experience. So we are facing the same dilemma that everybody else is when it comes to development.
So Pittsburgh is somewhat unique in that we have, in fact, there was a period of time when folks used to move to the city and you would tell them, yeah, don't live anywhere where you have to go through a tunnel or cross a bridge. It'll make your commute a nightmare. Do you think that the bridges and the tunnels contribute to the kind of congestion that we're seeing in this study?
Well, I'm not going to come out and say that the tunnels aren't the main culprit, but that's really a misconception we have with our tunnels. And the reason why we say that is if you would drive on the Pennsylvania Turnpike between Monroeville and Harrisburg, you drive through four tunnels.
Correct. And there's a couple that are back-to-back, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right. But as you drive along the Turnpike, you don't experience the same kinds of backups and congestion at those tunnels. And for all intents and purposes, those tunnels are pretty much the same as our Fort Pitt Tunnel and our Squirrel Hill Tunnel. The reason why we have congestion isn't the tunnel per se. It's the interchanges that are so closely spaced next to those tunnels that cause the congestion. And that's why you see the issues on the Parkway West. As traffic's trying to enter from Banksville Road, they're trying to get on the Parkway. At the same exact point, people traveling down the Parkway West are trying to get off to go to Route 51. So you have that crisscrossing movement there at the interchange,
okay,
which backs traffic
okay.
up,
uh-huh.
as well as traffic trying to get from one side of the parkway to the other as you come on from Banksville so that they can get properly aligned to either go across the Fort Pitt Bridge or the Fort Duquesne Bridge.
Okay.
So it's those crisscrossing and weaving movements that really cause the congestion, and it's not the tunnel.
So, as you mentioned, this is not a distinction that we necessarily want to have. It's not something that we work towards. So, what would you tell commuters? Because we've heard from, several today that have just lamented, they can't make appointments because they don't know what time they're going to get there anymore. They only go out between 10 and 2. The realities are, this is where we live. These are the roads we have. And we got to make this work.
Yeah, well, I hate to use the cliche, there is light at the end of the tunnel, but there is.
Okay.
And over the past few years, we've done a number of studies on the Parkway West as well as the Parkway East and even on I-79. In fact, we're really starting to see the fruitage of those studies come to fruition, especially on the Parkway West. We really have a multi-year plan for improvements along the Parkway West. A few years ago, we worked on the main line of the parkway. And now we have projects under design to make improvements at the Banksville Interchange, the Green Tree Interchange, and the Carnegie Interchange. And those three interchanges alone, Lynn, are upwards of $190 million worth of improvements. We've also done similar studies on the Parkway East, and we're looking at what types of improvements would best fit that area. And we're also looking at improvements on I-79 to help mitigate some of the issues that were brought up by your earlier caller for that traffic coming from the South Point area
right
up towards the Parkway on 79. So we have a lot of things in the works, but one of the things we are recognizing is this. We really can't build our way out of congestion. So we're trying to find ways to better manage the traffic that we have on our roadways and deal with things such as what we saw this morning. Whenever we have an incident, a snow squall move through the area or
right,
a truck crash, we're trying to find ways to better manage that, to remove those incidents as quickly as possible to get the roadways opened up so that we can have that free-flowing traffic as well as reduce the number of crashes that we see on our roadways.
That is perfect information, Todd Kravitz, PennDOT's traffic engineer. And all of those projects sound awesome. There will be construction involved. We'll get you back when we want to complain about the construction that happens to make the roadways better. We appreciate you, Todd.
Okay, thank you, Lynn.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.